In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR and KRCC News. Governor Jared Polis worries steep energy bills could be headed to Colorado households after the cold snap earlier this month. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, he's asking utility regulators to take action.
Polis sent a letter to Colorado's Public Utilities Commission. It notes power companies paid extremely high prices for natural gas earlier this month. His concern is those companies will pass those costs on to customers, which also happened to an extreme degree in Texas. Some energy bills there came close to $17,000 after the hard freeze. The commission has already opened an investigation into how power companies responded to the cold weather. Polis says the regulators should, quote, exercise all relevant jurisdiction to shelter customers from unreasonable costs. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The RTD board approved a plan last night designed to encourage more affordable housing near its stations. CPR's Nathaniel Miner explains.
RTD has dozens of park and rides across the Denver metro, and some of them aren't used very much. So RTD is making it easier for developers to build housing on those spaces by not requiring them to replace every parking spot they use. RTD also wants about a third of new housing developments to be affordable. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
A winter storm for the Front Range. Expect snow late this afternoon and tonight for Metro Denver, snow tonight for the Springs, and likely overnight snow for Vail. This is CPR News.